The following is a part of a seminar given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 16, 1992 in Sri Mayapur. The talk was given during the Chaitanya Leela Seminar.
It's a different sampradaya. He got taught by the four Kumaras about Radha and Krishna. So he, I don't know the exact year when he appeared, I think it was earlier, but his sampradaya is not that expanded as others, but it has the temples in different places. So of all the sampradayas, other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the four sampradayas, Nimbarkas is worshipping Radha and Krishna. Ramanuja worships Lakshmi Narayan mainly. Madhva Acharya worships Krishna alone, or other Vishnu avatars. And Vishnu Swami is worshipping Bal Gopal, Nadji. Only Nimbarka is worshipping Radha and Krishna amongst the four. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipping Radha and Krishna. So he told them that I'm going to be worshipping Radha and Krishna, so this essence I'm taking from your sampradaya. But essence means that that essence is in Lord Chaitanya's. How the essence came to Lord Chaitanya's sampradaya is through Madhavendra Puri. But that essence is to each other. So therefore there's a unification. Not that he is taking it literally, he's taking it from his own sampradaya, but those truths are also present in the other sampradaya. So in that sense, he's taking from the others. The essence, those essence he's taking and preaching. That's one way of expressing it. But the actual, it came in its own way, and those same points are existing in the other sampradaya. So that way each sampradaya can find a connection. So our sampradaya, how we got Radha and Krishna. We didn't get from Nimbarka, we got from Madhavendra Puri. But Nimbarka got from the four Kumaras. And from the four Kumaras revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna to the Nimbarka Acharya here in Navadvip Dham. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. When we were in Shantipur, we explained how Advaita Goswami had prayed for the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord had previously decided to come into the material world. He had made a promise he would come, but Advaita Acharya specifically brought him. Explains in the Chaitanya Mangala that in the age of Dwapara Yuga, Narada Muni could see that there was a lot of symptoms of Kali Yuga already beginning. People were becoming more quarrelsome. They were becoming more attached to sense gratification. In Dwapara Yuga, people were spontaneously, naturally more inclined towards religious activities. In the age of Kali, people become more animalistic, more attached to the sense gratification. So, seeing these different symptoms, he could anticipate that the end of the age of Dwapara Yuga was very near. And he knew that only meant one thing, that meant Lord Krishna was leaving. And he became very upset, became very concerned that if Krishna leaves, or when Krishna leaves, what's going to happen to all of the people of the Kali Yuga? All these people, how will they get delivered. And Narada Muni didn't feel himself capable of delivering them. So he decided to go to see Lord Krishna. Meanwhile, Krishna was in the house of Satyabhama in Dwarka. He was in the house of Satyabhama and he gave a message to Rukmini that he was going to go to visit Rukmini. So at that time, as soon as Rukmini got the news that Krishna was coming, she immediately got everyone ready to prepare a grand welcome for Krishna. She cleaned the palace, although the palace was already clean. It was always spotless. Still, make it specially clean for Lord Krishna. Everyone was cleaning again. She brought brahmanas. She brought various musicians to play beautiful kirtans, brahmanas to chant mantras, decorated the children very nicely, had garlands made for Lord Krishna, had the sugarcane stalks put over the door, had the bananas with the bunches hanging, full water pots, every auspicious item, everything to make Krishna's welcome the most wonderful, appropriate, joyful welcome possible. So Lord Krishna finally came to the house of Rukmini. The brahmanas were singing, reciting the Vedas. The musicians were playing the various songs and kirtans to the Lord. The devotees were offering their prayers. The children came and offered a garland to Krishna. Everything was just perfect. The Krishna went with Rukmini into the private quarters, and there Rukmini had him take his seat on his very own special asana. And then she began to wash his lotus feet. As she was washing his lotus feet, she just grabbed his two lotus feet and held them to her chest. And she was gazing at his lotus eyes, at his lotus face. And while she was gazing at his lotus face, a tear started to roll down her cheeks from her eyes. And Krishna was astonished. I'm just coming. This is a happy occasion. Everything is joyful. Everything is happy. Why is Rukmini crying? So he asked her, why are you crying? And Rukmini just kept looking at him and more tears were coming and she's holding his lotus feet very tightly to her heart. She said, what happened? Did a servant argue with you today? Or was there fighting amongst the children? He started proposing so many different reasons why she might be crying. And Rukmini was incredulous. I mean, she couldn't believe that Krishna couldn't understand what was really in her heart. She just kept holding his lotus feet to her heart and crying. And Krishna kept asking more and more probing questions, trying to understand why was she crying. Finally she said, Lord, or my pati, what is it? You know what Brahma is doing in Satyaloka. You know what Lord Shiva is doing in Kailash. You know what everyone is doing. Is it you only don't know? Is this the one thing you don't know? You don't know what your devotee is feeling for you. I know Radharani knows what I am feeling today. She knows. But is it that you don't know? That was pretty heavy for Lord Krishna. Nobody had ever told him like that. Something he didn't know. I said, what do you mean, Rukmini? Please explain yourself. What do you mean I don't know? Then Rukmini said, I know Radharani knows what I am feeling. She is going through the same thing which I am apprehensive of. Today, I have your lotus feet. But one day you will leave. And I'll no longer have these two lotus feet that she was holding so tightly to her heart. So how can I help but cry thinking of losing you again? Losing this priceless association. It seems this is the only thing you don't know. How much your devotees love you, feel for you. You promise me you will never leave my house. Your lotus feet will always stay here. And then I won't cry. Will you promise? Like Krishna, well, I'm not going to leave. As he started to try to pacify her and lifted her up on his side, rubbed the tears from her eyes, tried to comfort her with sweet words. Meanwhile, Narada Muni comes flying into the window. And Lord Krishna said, Narada Muni, our guru. He was respecting Narada Muni like a kshatriya respects a brahmana guru, his guru. Actually, Narada Muni knows that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But he also knows Krishna is playing these leelas, so he has to go along with it. So there's even a higher seat than Krishna's in Dwarka. There's the seat of the guru. And Krishna makes Narada sit on that seat, bathes his feet, offers him all respect. Then Krishna saw that Narada Muni is very agitated. He was very surprised. You're always the most peaceful, dhira, shanto. How is it today I see you are disturbed? I never saw you disturbed before. So my lord, I'm afraid. I see the symptoms of Kali Yuga coming. I feel that you're going to be leaving this world very soon. And I'm very concerned what's going to happen for the people of Kali Yuga. How will they get your love, your devotion? How will they be delivered? When you leave with dharma, jnana, tapa, and all the good qualities, how will these people get love for Krishna? What is your plan? How are you going to deliver them? So then Lord Krishna, so this is a very difficult day for him. He had both his queen accusing him of not knowing what his devotee feels for him, and his most peaceful is completely preoccupied and disturbed about the fallen souls in the age of Kali. So Lord Krishna replied that, all right, I am going to satisfy both of you. Today, both of you have said very serious things. So I promise, in the age of Kali, I am going to come back. I am going to come back as my own devotee. So thereby I can know what the devotee feels in devotion for me. And I'll take the mood and the color of Radharani. And as a devotee, I'm going to give out love of Krishna freely to everyone. And I'll give out the Harinam Sankirtan to deliver the people of the age of Kali to satisfy Narada Muni. So in this way, Krishna already predicted he would satisfy the desire of Narada and Rukmini. But when he was going to come, in Kali Yuga is 432,000 years long. So the exact time, when the setting was right, then Advaita Gosai called down the Lord and he personally came. Krishna avana kore sagana hunkar, hunkarya krishna hila prajendra kumar. By loud cries, he invited Krishna to appear, and thus repeated invitation attracted Lord Krishna to descend. Jagannatha misra patne sachira uddhare, ashtakonna kame hailo janami janami more. Before the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eight daughters took birth one after another from the womb of Sati Mata, the wife of Jagannath Misra. But just after their birth, they all died. Apatya birohe misse dukki hoilo mon, putra lagi aradhilo vishnaracharan. Jagannath Misra was very unhappy at the death of his children one after another. Therefore, desiring a son, he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Tabe putra janamila visse rupanam, Mahagunavanateho Bhaladevodham. After this, Jagannath Misra got a son of the name Viswarupa, who was most powerful and highly qualified because he was an incarnation of Baladeva. Viswarupa was Lord Chaitanya's older brother. The gigantic universal form, Prabhupada explained, is called the Visharup incarnation of Mahasankarsana. So this Sankarsana expansion is Visharup, the son of Jagannath Misra, elder brother of Krishna. So Nityananda is the original Sankarsana and Visvarupa is an expansion. Just like Baladev came first and prepared for Krishna to come, Visvarupa came first and prepared for Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya to appear. Tocha payar dampati haila anandita-man Visheshe sevan kore govinda charan. The husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Sati Mata, having gotten Visvarupa as their son, were very pleased within their minds. Because of their pleasure, they specifically began to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. There's a common saying in India that everyone goes to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he is in distress, but when a person is in an opulent position, he forgets God. And there's a quote explaining that. The husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Sati Mata, were very unhappy because their 8 daughters had passed away. Now when they got Visvarupa as their son, suddenly they became extremely happy. They knew that it was by the grace of the Lord that they were endowed with such happiness and opulence. Therefore, instead of forgetting the Lord, they become more and more adherent to rendering service to the lotus feet of Govinda. When a common man becomes opulent, he forgets God. But the more opulent a devotee becomes by the grace of the Lord, the more he becomes attracted to the service of the Lord. It's a very important principle. The more the devotee becomes opulent, the more he becomes attracted to the Lord, attached to the service of the Lord. And the materialist, the more opulence, the more they go away from Krishna. They think, what do I need Krishna for? So here in India, many times people, they say, why do you want to worship Krishna when you're young? Wait till you're old. People's idea, wait till you can't enjoy anymore, and then you serve Krishna. But here we see Jagannath Mishra and Sati Mata, they're worshipping the Lord out of gratitude that he has provided so many things to them. Chauda sakta chai sake seshe magamashe Jagannath Sachi Dehe Krishna Praveshe. In the month of January in the year 1406 of the Sakya year, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. So Lord Chaitanya was in the womb for 13 months. This we were explaining before. How Jagannath Mishra was worshipped very opulently by all the people. Then finally, on the Falgun Purnima, which is tomorrow, there was a full moon and there was a lunar eclipse. At that time, Sachinanda took his appearance. This is our special nature of the Lord, that he gives his mercy to the devotees. He appears according to his own schedule. So, in Navadvip at that time, people were very materialistic. People were into all kinds of Vedas and Brahminical studies, but they were not into devotion. They were into showing off how much they learned, arguing and debate and all these things. People were into showing off that they are very religious. So some people, they would marry their daughters and spend a lot of money. And others, they wanted to defeat them and spend more money on a big opulent marriage ceremony. They had no more daughters. So then they married a Shiva and Parvati doll, clay deity together. And someone else wanted to do one-upsmanship. Then he married trees together. And someone married a male and female cat together. Male and female dogs together. Putting garland, putting little helmet on their head, giving them a feast, decorating them with ornaments, making a farce. The whole religious system. Actually, they are just doing, in the name of religion, they are just doing the personal puja, personal worship. They want everyone to think, oh, he's a religious guy. And they're making a whole farce of things. Even today, you see people, in the name of puja, they're just blowing out cinema songs and doing weird things. So sometimes it's become more to project their own image rather than actually do something religious or pleasing to the Lord and his devotees. So that whole time was really tough. Tough time to spread Krishna consciousness. No one was allowed to chant the holy names. It was considered if you chant out loud the names of Krishna Ram, you're going to pollute the names. So therefore, they won't chant the holy name. But when Lord Chaitanya was appearing, everyone became blissful. Everyone started to chant the holy names. Because on a full moon eclipse, the lunar eclipse, everyone goes down to the Ganges and bathes. And they say, when you're bathing in the Ganges, you're pure, so you can chant out loud. So it describes, Nirabaddhi nitya gita baddha kolahal nasune krishna nama parama mangal. Oh, there's another quote. This is before we got to that point. Krishna sunna mangale deve nahi suk vishesha daita mone pai borodok. I was explaining that before Lord Chaitanya's appearance, no one would chant. When they do puja, they'd ring the bells and blow the trumpets and make so much noise, everything but the holy name of Krishna. It was actually when Lord Chaitanya appeared, that's when everyone started to chant. And many people were critical at that time against Srivas Pandit also. Someone was saying, what is this Vaisnav doing here in our village? Let's break down his house and drive him out. He's going to finish us all by his offensive things, chanting out loud the name of God. He's going to pollute the whole atmosphere. He's ruining all the auspiciousness of our whole village. Who does this upstart think he is? He's making our whole Brahminical village into one of jhanas. So all these atheistic people who couldn't appreciate the glories of chanting the holy name, they in reverse thought that by chanting the holy name, he's ruining everything. When they hear all this, the devotees are practically crying. How they can chant the name of Krishna? People are so offensive, so ugra, so aggressive not to let them chant. I think that that's why he became so angry. Said, I have to bring down the Lord. I have to bring him down. It couldn't wait any longer. So then, in preparation for the Lord's coming, Visvarup came, as was explained. The Visvarup was more beautiful than Cupid. Confirmed. And everyone who saw him became very happy, very pleased. But from his very birth, Visvarup was very detached. What he would do when there was playtime, he'd go and look in the scriptures. He loved to read about Krishna. And in the very beginning of Kali Yuga, it was already showing what the future activity was going to be like, because people became without devotion to the Lord. In other words, now we're already in a different era. We're in the era of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there's a revival of spirituality. But right after Kali Yuga started at that time, 500 years ago, people were more forgetful of their spirituality, and they're into the superficial religion. Now people are looking for the truth, looking to find out what is the cause of everything. But there was a period when people were just into very superficial religiosity, and they didn't have any devotion for Govinda at all. So that is actually a kind of a symptom of what's going to happen later, or what's happening in those places where Lord Chaitanya's message hasn't reached yet. Even though the people were overtly religious, in actuality they were atheists. They were not at all devoted. So in this way, the Lord entered into the heart of Jagannath Misra, and from his heart went to the heart of Mother Sachi, and in the month of Magh appeared in the womb of Sachi, and now, month of Falgun, he's going to appear. In the Sakti Yuga you came. Each Yuga, what was the different activities of the Lord? Dwapara Yuga came in a blackish color. Kali Yuga viprarupe dhuri pitavala bhujavare veda gopya sankirtana dhamma. When age of Kali, you'll come in a golden color, to explain the hidden secrets of the Vedas and the Sankirtan practice. This is all the Devas are explaining. Your Kamas Matsya Korma Braha Hayagriva Narasimha. So in this way, finally the Lord appeared. All the Devas are coming and watching, waiting for when the Lord is going to appear. And on that sacred day, everything in the whole universe became auspicious. Sankirtan was filling the whole world, even though the people were normally never chanting. In the name of the lunar eclipse, everyone started to chant. It was actually the Lord's desire that everyone chant. Ishadir karma bujibar shakti koi chandira chadilo rahu ishara ichai sarva dabadipi deki hailo gran utilo mangal dhani sihari kirtan. So the name of Rahu swallowing the moon, all the people went to the Ganga and started to sing, Harivo, Harivo! Ananta bhutalo kagangistani jai, Haribol, Haribol, bolosabidai. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people were all in the Ganges, everyone chanting, Haribol! No, they chanted louder than that. Haribol! 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 Some else. Hello, Hari Dhani, Hello, Sarva Nari Ai, Brahmanna Puriya Dhani, Stana Nahi Pai, Apurva Suniya, Sarva Bhagavata Gan, Sarva Bale Nirantha, Oh Gan. So the whole Nadiya was filled with this chanting of the holy names. There was nowhere you could go where you didn't hear, Haribo! And all the devotees, they said, eclipses are great. Let there always be an eclipse. Let everyone chant. All of the time. Sabe bole ache puro basi e uras. Hano buji kiva Krishna korila prakash. Someone said it's like today, Krishna has appeared. Everyone is chanting, Haribo! Little did the devotee know that it was true. Krishna had appeared as Satchidananda. So, sabe bole aji bolo basi e ulas, henabuji kiva Krishna korila prakash. Why am I feeling so happy as if Krishna had appeared today? To see how wonderful. Actually, Krishna had appeared. So, let's see, I read that one already. Ganga stana chalila sakal bhakta gan, niravati chata diki hari sankitan. Kibasi subitha nari sajjana dujan, sabi hari, hari vale dekhi agrahan. So everyone went to the Ganges. All the size people were chanting Hari Sankirtan, whether a child, whether old, whether women, whether good people, whether bad people. Everyone was chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Sabe Suni, Sakal Brahmanda Vyapileka Hari Dani, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So everywhere we could hear the Hari Bol until the whole universe was filled with the Hari Dwani, with the sound of the holy names of the Lord. And this way the Devas started showering down flowers from the heavens. The heavenly drums, Dundavi drums, were playing. And one could hear Jai, 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 Jai from the heavens. Henry Samai Sarva Jagat Jivan Avatirna Hailan Sri Sachi Nandan. At that time, the life and soul of all the universes the Lord Satchinandarasi Gaura Hari had appeared. Gaura Hari! Rahu Kobole Indhu Parakasya Nama Sindhu Kali Mardana Bhaje Bhana Puhuvera Parakasya Bhuvana Chaturdas Joy Joy Parilo Goshana Dekite Gaura Chandra Nadiya Loka Sok Sabnashal Dhine Dine Bharalo Ananda. So now he's going into a very poetic explanation. How, so the Lord, who is Sachi Navadip Chandra, or Sachi Chandra, the moon of Navadip, Gaura Chandra, for his presence, the moon hid his face, allowing the moon of Sachi's transcendental child, Lord Chaitanya, to give out his transcendental effulgence. Beauty of Lord Chaitanya is inconceivable. So actually at that time, Lord Chaitanya, he is more brilliant than millions of moons. All of his potencies were brought with the Lord, and the lotus feet of the Lord were all the auspicious signs, dwaja, bhaja, the flag, the lightning bolts, all of his aspects of his body were all transcendental. At this auspicious moment, the Lord appeared while everyone was chanting, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
So Prabhupada explains in his purport that that auspicious moment was a very astrologically auspicious moment. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that at the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the constellations were situated as follows. Sukra, Venus, and I guess the whole detail, I don't know if we'll understand it. The day was Singha Lagna. So according to Jyotir Veda or Vedic astronomy, when the figure of the lion appears both in the zodiac and the time of birth, Lagna, this indicates a very high conjunction of planets, an area under the influence of Shadvarga and Ashtavarga, which are all auspicious moments. So these are way you can tell what is the auspicious constellation. And Nilambar Chakravarti, he could ascertain when was the auspicious moment when the Lord would appear, and just at that time the Lord appeared. So when the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on his body? So the whole world was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Hari Bol, and this way everyone became blissful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this way, and this is the kind of atmosphere you want to keep all over the world. Let the sound of Lord Chaitanya's glories be spread everywhere. Let his holy name be glorified incessantly. Gaura Hari! Nitai Gaura Siddhanath Premanandi Hari Hari Bol! Hare Krishna. Go on, but I should stop somewhere. Haridas Thakur told Advaita Acharya, I understand something very special has happened. Everyone was overwhelmed. So when Lord Chaitanya is present, everyone feels happy. When we are on Navadip Parikram, chanting the holy names, remembering Lord Chaitanya, even though, as people have told me, as soon as they came back after the Parikram, and then they stopped focusing so much on Lord Chaitanya, they start feeling that, oh, my arms are aching, and my feet are aching, and everything's aching, my back, and the one way on the Parikram we weren't feeling. That was not just because we're leaving early in the morning or this, because we kept thinking about Lord Chaitanya. When you're thinking of Lord Chaitanya, you forget all kinds of miseries. You just feel transcendentally blissful. So we can always remain focused on Lord Chaitanya, we'll always be blissful. And the whole world became blissful when the Lord appeared. So we need the Lord to appear in our minds so we can be serving him constantly, and in that service, all the problems of life automatically diminish and become insignificant. Gauri! Any question? Comes in after Krishna appears. And once in a day of Brahma, he sometimes comes. He only comes after Krishna. Any comment, Maharaj? Lokeshwari? Now, normally we don't wait for the moonrise, especially now because moonrise means it's sunset. And usually we come back to the temple and watch the Abhishek at that time, when we bathe the deity in the temple at the time of his appearance. We usually take bath in the midday, around 12 in the afternoon. But now right opposite the temple, the current is very, very fast. So if anyone bathes, they should go far, should go north or a little south, wherever there's not so much current. It seems less current north. I walked there this morning. There's easier to go in and out if you walk out northwards, towards that way. So usually after the yagyas are over, we take bath. In the morning, it's dangerous to go outside because everybody's throwing colors around. Afternoon, they stop throwing colors. And at nighttime, it's not so good to go out. But one year, it was a lunar eclipse. We all went and bathed in the moonlight, right? Remember that one? Because you can't eat during a lunar eclipse anyway. Not supposed to eat or anything. Drink. All you're supposed to do is Hari Ho!
Hari Ho!
Chant the holy names. So that was kind of blissful. Everybody was chanting and waiting for the eclipse to go over, remembering Lord Chaitanya appearing in the same circumstance. It happened twice or once? Yeah, once. So everybody's going, it's all right, but not, mostly nobody goes in the night, so it's a little dangerous to be all alone there, especially for monogies. Anyone else, any other, you had a question? You'll get... When you'll get, it's dependent on various, the Lord's mercy, various inconceivable things the Lord might consider. If a person is doing a lot of offensive activities, then some of these benedictions are delayed, but eventually you get... Of course, some of these glory properly explain it. Just like by chanting Hare Krishna once purely, then you can get love of Krishna. But then you see, well, someone's chanting, why he's not getting... The name has that capacity, gives that mercy, but then someone may not be chanting sincerely, or there may be some other factors. But these other special benedictions, we go and get the mercy of the Lord. The Lord comes... Lord Chaitanya gives our love of Krishna once in a day of Brahma. In the other Kali Yugas, other Yugas, Vishnu comes. In other Kali Yugas, Krishna comes in a color-covered form. And he gives devotees liberation. Maybe they don't get love of Godhead so easily. Lord Chaitanya gives our love of Godhead. That's his... Which is much, I mean, unlimited times more valuable than liberation. But people get liberated by following the Lord in different yugas. He comes in different yugas. In other Kali yugas, he comes in different covered forms. You want to answer that, Maharaj? Yeah. He's trying to say, how is it we understand Rahu is eating the moon? Modern scientists have another theory. See, the point is explained actually earlier here in Prabhupada's purport that Rahu and Ketu are going, I don't know the technical term for it, but the sun and the moon are equijuxtaposed and just opposite them, or there's the sun and the moon and the earth, and there, between the line of the sun and the earth, at that point is called in one Rahu and the other is called Ketu. And when it, so that, when that juxtapositions with the moon, that's called a Rahu, or when it juxtapositions with the sun, it's called Ketu. So that point is there. They've been placed in that particular location. Astrologically, that's explained. And you find at that time, all water pots and all things, they become contaminated. And even the birds and other things, if you're there for a solar eclipse, you find like all the birds become, go through various changes, or different things happen. There's a, not unlikely to have airplane crashes and things like that. Modern science doesn't really know what is the effect. They know that, but they have seen that there are some very profound effects, much more than what would just be explained by a mere shadow. But at that particular point where the shadow is supposed to be, that is Ketu and Rahu in that position. That has got some special astrological influences. All of these things are on different dimensions, not dimensions that we can see with these eyes. Any other question? Never heard of the specific connection. Everyone is Krishna conscious that day, somehow or another. Krishna and Dwarka, he practiced holy on that day, throwing colors. In Bhajadam, they throw colors, but in Gaur Lila, we chant, Hari Bol! Sarveshwari. All the people that are liberated, where are they now? If you're liberated, then you go back. Napnuvanti Mahatmana Sang Siddhing Paramam Gata. If they're liberated, they go back to Godhead. They don't need to come back here again. But you might send somebody back, or someone wants to come back to give you Krishna consciousness. They can come back to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't understand the question. Relevance. You're worrying about them? They're already liberated. You gotta worry about yourself. Yeah, you're not liberated yet. There was a link. There's some link between then and now, but the problem was that in society, people stopped to follow Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in a pure way. There are a lot of people following it in the bogus ways and sadhyas and so on. But few people were there keeping alive the real philosophy, but they are very few and far between. Just a very slim link, and then it was revived and made into a mass movement by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then further expanded by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and made into the worldwide movement by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And it's going on expanding. So after 200 years of Lord Chaitanya's movement spreading, it started to get overcome by various upa sampradayas and speculations. That's why Srila Prabhupada was very strict. We have to stick to sadhu, shastra, and guru. To be very careful not to deviate from the philosophy. But that also was predicted by Nityananda that there will be some period when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement will get almost disappeared, but will again come up again. It was also predicted. He said, it wasn't the right time for Lord Chaitanya to appear now. 500 years ago was nicer. But in this 500 years, it wasn't a good time to preach Krishna consciousness all over the movement, all over the world. Now you can take a plane and go all over the world and spread Harinama. I can visit 3 times a year to South America. Prabhupada went 14 times around the world. Kavi Chandra Maharaj is spending, you know, 1 month in Hawaii, next month in Tokyo, then in Indonesia, then in Nigeria, then back. So Kali Yuga has got its good and bad points. One good point is with all the airplanes now, the whole preachers are going all over the world. So you can spread the movement very fast. Everybody can come here to Gaur Purnima with all the modern planes. You see, 300 years ago, 200 years ago, what hope was there? You know, even in British time, it took months to go from here to London. So like now is a very good time for really spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement all over the world, far and wide, using the modern technology that's available. We can use tapes, videos, we can use the airplanes, we can use these things, we're using them for spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement. So utility is the principle. We use those things which are available. This is an ideal time to spread the movement very quickly. What Prabhupada did in 12 years, it took Christianity 600 years to do. Or more, maybe 1,000 years.